You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
25-year-old mentally ill millennial and black supremacist Noah Green, who, according to his Facebook page, was a Nation of Islam devotee, apparently motivated by total desperation and hopelessness under the assumed millennial and black-supported Biden administration, rammed his car into two U.S. Capitol police officers, killing 18-year veteran U.S. Capitol police officer Billy Evans and injuring another. Then a blockade on Constitution Avenue, and proceeded to wield a knife attack resembling ISIS tactics. Noah Green truly is the Biden administration's worst nightmare. Green represents a black supremacy movement that the establishment assumes it has under its thumb. Just 2 hours before what Fox News reported was a lone wolf attack, the suspect allegedly posted a video on his Instagram account with a caption that said, "The U.S. government is the number one enemy of black people." In a separate Facebook post, Green claimed that Satan's rule over us is up.
Your country has been taken from you by the synagogue of Satan, the satanic Jews that control everything and mostly everybody.
White folks are going down. And Farrakhan, by God's grace, has pulled the cover off of that satanic Jew.
And just as the Democrats' history is rooted in white supremacy.
Now, I know this. Everybody else has been canonizing Senator Byrd. I'd like to humanize him a little bit. They mentioned that he once had a fleeting association with a Ku Klux Klan. What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. He was a country boy from the hills and hollows of West Virginia. He was trying to get elected. And maybe he did something he shouldn't have done. And he spent the rest of his life making it up. And that's what a good person does. There are no perfect people. There are certainly no perfect politicians.
There are white n****ers. I've seen a lot of white n****ers in my time. I'm going to use that word.
Black Farrakhan supporters inhabit powerful seats within the Democrat Party. This is not a good look for the far left.
Basically, and we can see how he's so closely associated with some leaders in our nation. Right. And then the worst part of it all is that we see the reluctance of the media to really talk about it. This is something that we should be able to stand up and say that racism has no skin color, hate is hate, and it ought to be condemned from Louis Farrakhan to David Duke. The fact that our leaders can't say what I just said, I find is very problematic.
Lester Holt's propaganda media didn't know what to make of it, clutching at straws for their quickly disintegrating anti-American white supremacist preoccupation. Meanwhile, the present moment lived by its own rules.
I think the left in general and the Democratic Party in particular, they don't have a concept of the news. They're just opportunities to advance agendas. And right now, that agenda seems to be racialism and socialism. And just as kind of a thought experiment, when I heard the story, I said to myself, if I don't hear, am I going to hear about the description of the shooter if he's not white? And am I going to hear January 6th? And so the first six stories I looked at, there was no description of the shooter at all or the suspect, but January 6th saturated all the stories as if this was some Trump supporter who was still wandering around Washington and broke through these fence and necessary barbed wire and shot the Capitol. Then only later did I see that he was an unhinged, probably racialist supporter of Louis Farrakhan.
In a Facebook post, Noah Green had expressed what could be deemed as a manifesto and had declared the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan as Jesus the Messiah. Had he been a white supremacist, would it have really made any difference? Even the opposing fringes of society apparently agree on the threat of totalitarianism occupying our government. Biden's clueless response only validated the chaos his corporatic administration is stirring up as the country grapples with autocratic rule by dementia. John Bound reporting.
Incredible stuff, folks. That video can be found at band.video and infowars.com. You're watching American Journal. We'll be back on the other side of this commercial break for your daily dispatch. You're not going to want to miss today's program. It's going to be an insane one. Yes, we'll be discussing the insanity spreading throughout the world, the true pandemic that threatens us all.
It's so hard for me when I'm cutting ads to not get overly excited. People ask me all the time, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine? Are you on meth? How are you so excited? How do I not get excited about world government, forced masks, forced inoculations, open announcements that our country is going to be dissolved? I'm sorry. I'm a fighter. And I know many of you out there watching and listening are fighters as well. And so I'll just say this. I try to be calm. I try to be focused. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't still on air right now. But I just really want to thank you for keeping us on air. Because you have to realize, when I tell you that you're the InfoWar, that's not me patting you on the head. You are 99% of the equation. So when you decide to spread the word, when you decide to buy the products, InfoWarsStore.com, when you decide to share the articles and videos we produce, it changes the world. So you are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for the fight. Thank you for all you've done. Now let's take action together and take down the globalist.
Listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Here it is, your daily dispatch for the 5th of April, 2021. Texas COVID cases drop to record low just 3 weeks after the mask mandate ends. Well, look what we have here. Common sense prevailing in the great state of Texas just 3 weeks after Texas Governor Greg Abbott lifted the draconian mask mandate. COVID-19 cases have dropped to a record low. The cases are dropping as Texans open up and work towards herd immunity. Businesses are booming in the Lone Star State despite many knuckleheaded small business owners and large corporations still trying to require their guests to wear masks. Today, the 7-day COVID positivity rate dropped to a new record low of 4.95%. Hospitalizations dropped to a 6-month low. And this week, we will have 1 million first vaccines available, says Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Sunday. Meanwhile, in censorship news here, YouTube has removed YG's 2004 song Meet the Flockers due to lyrics about robbing Asian people. Many of YouTube's employees criticize the song lyrics amid the recent rise of Asian American hate crimes. So we've now entered a new realm of censorship amongst YouTube and others. They're now censoring song lyrics. Why they're censoring these? Well, it's up to you to decide. Is it because people are being influenced to attack Asian people, or is it because this is being used as evidence to present the fact that it's not Trump supporters attacking Asian people? We'll leave that up to you to decide. This from postmillennial.com. Budget cuts, city council among reasons why so many Portland police officers are leaving the force. Since July 1st, 115 police officers have left the Portland Police Bureau, 74 of which retired and 41 resigned, with an additional 2 resigning and 1 retiring at the end of April. Of those that left, 31 of which filled out voluntary exit forms. The exit forms obtained by the Oregonian highlight a wide dissatisfaction with the Bureau. Many would not recommend a job there. One officer wrote that everyone was, quote, overworked, overwhelmed, and burned out, which, of course, will certainly decrease the amount of abuse we see by police. Clearly, that's the point of all of these insane protests over the last year, is to help the police force, right? And it's protesting against violence in the police force. Well, now you have dozens and dozens of probably, if I had to guess, the most respectable and the most upright police leaving there, leaving only the more violent and those who enjoy the conflict that they're now engaged in. So good job. Good job. Weed out all of the fair and caring, good-hearted police and leave only the most hard-hearted bastards behind. Very good. Good job. Good job. I'm sure that will turn out well. Hunter Biden admits a story from Breitbart.com. Hunter Biden admits he smoked Parmesan cheese after mistaking it for crack. President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, the most intelligent man Joe Biden has ever met, according to him, admitted to CBS News during an interview that he smoked Parmesan cheese after mistaking it for crack cocaine during the height of his addiction. Reporter Tracy Smith said, you wake up some mornings, I shouldn't even say some mornings because you slept 15 minutes at a time, and you'd be looking for crack to smoke, and you'd smoke whatever was there. Biden said, quote, I spent more time on my hands and knees picking through rugs, smoking anything that resembled crack cocaine. I probably smoked more Parmesan cheese than anyone you know, Tracy. It's like, because you probably know people that have smoked a lot of Parmesan cheese, mistaking it for crack, but I've smoked more than those people who I'm sure you're familiar with. I'm sure we all have friends. I'm sure we all know plenty of people that smoke Parmesan cheese thinking it's crack. Yeah. The question is, has he ever sprinkled crack over his spaghetti and did it melt? We don't know. These are questions the son of the president has yet to answer. Speaking of the president, so-called devout Catholic Joe Biden did not mention Jesus Christ once in all of his Easter messages, but he did mention coronavirus 7 times. He perhaps forgot what the purpose of Easter was about. Maybe that wasn't on his cheat sheet that he was using, the resurrection of Christ, chief tenet of the Christian faith, but never thought to mention that particular thing. Truly incredible. The FBI promises to hunt down anyone who lies about taking the COVID vaccination as vaccine passports loom after it was confirmed that the Biden regime is working with major corporations to develop a countrywide vaccine passport. And after New York began the rollout of its own vaccine passport system, the FBI is warning people against fake vaccine passports or COVID-19 vaccination cards. They say, we've all seen friends posting their COVID-19 vaccination cards on social media. If you make or buy a fake one to misrepresent your vaccination status, you endanger other people and may be breaking the law. You may be breaking the law. How dare you try to falsify our digital enslavement of you? We'll enslave you for real. Here's an interesting video that we'll show a little bit later. Ilhan Omar says that the Derek Chauvin trial has Minneapolis on edge as they await to see whether Derek Chauvin will be found guilty of the murder of George Floyd or whether their city will be burned down again by illiterate psychopaths. A Portland school has delayed their mascot vote over a very interesting concern. A Portland high school has delayed a vote to change its mascot to an evergreen tree over concerns about its potential ties to lynching. That's right. Ida B. Wells Barnett High School, named after the prominent black activist and reporter who documented lynching, was set to vote on the new mascot last Tuesday until a board director shared community concerns over the tree's imagery, the Portland Tribune reported. Quote, I'm wondering if there was any concern with the imagery there in using a tree as our mascot. Portland Public School Board of Director Michelle DePass asked at a meeting. This is level of insanity that we're reaching. It's like, what if we have our mascot be a tree? It's like, a tree? A tree? You mean the thing that you hang black people in? It's like, what? No, it's in the trees that are all over our state, that are synonymous with our area, that are a major source of economy and pride for our people. It's a tree. Oh, incredible. By the way, the MLB, Major League Baseball, has boycotted Georgia, moving their All-Star game, 1 day after expanding a deal with the Communist Chinese. Major League Baseball expanded its contract with the Chinese firm Tencent, which has significant ties to the Chinese Communist Party. That announcement was made on April 1st. And then on April 2nd, Major League Baseball moved the All-Star game out of Georgia after state leaders passed a new election law that requires a photo ID to vote absentee in the state. Not a little bit of irony here, as Major League Baseball requires photo ID to pick up tickets, yet blast Georgia for the voter ID law. So there you go. Maybe if the people of Georgia just didn't get a vote, and that the decisions for legislation there in Georgia was just carried out by a small communist cabal of the major corporations, maybe they'd be happy then. Of course they would. They would be a part of that cabal. In fact, they are. In fact, that's what we're seeing play out in real time. By the way, Twitter claims that they mistakenly suspended Marjorie Taylor Greene after she tweeted, "He is risen." It's the second time in less than 30 days that this occurred. And we really need a little horn, little chime to go off every time Twitter accidentally does something that goes against a conservative. It tends to happen continuously and only in one direction. Accident after accident after accident after accident, all going in one singular direction. You'd think people would get suspicious after a little while. By the way, the Soros Group, Open Societies Foundation, has pledged $20 million in activism in an attempt to pass Joe Biden's plan. Small price to pay. He'll recoup that hugely once it gets passed. It's a little investment for Mr. Soros to destroy our country.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars at band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great.
And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
An appropriate song to play for this segment, folks. I want to remind you that everything we do here at InfoWars is supported by one location, one source of income that we appreciate. It's you, the American people, the InfoWarriors out there. When you go to InfoWarsStore.com and make a purchase, there is a new sale. It's 50% off top shelf products. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock. That's 40% off. Rocket Rest is back in stock and 40% off. Lung Cleanse Plus is back in stock. That's 50% off. Additionally, with the leftist crackdown on internet free speech growing stronger by the day, it's more important than ever to be seen in the real world showing your love and support for liberty. That's why we are also announcing that all InfoWars t-shirts are now $17.76. One part of the mega sale will continue. That's orders over $75 will receive a free gift valued at over $10. So go there, take advantage of that sale, and support everything that we do here. I'm going to go ahead and open up phone lines now as well. Right at the beginning of the program today, the number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call about any and all topics that we're discussing today. In particular, this video that I know has gone viral over the weekend, that's absolutely fantastic. I'm sure you've seen it, but I'll tell you the statement that followed up this particular event. It's the police in Calgary in Canada being turned away as they attempt to disrupt an Easter service celebration at a church. They're turned away by a very forceful and confident pastor here. He's a immigrant from Poland. Perhaps that has something to do with it. Perhaps coming from a country with plenty of experience in communism, Nazism, totalitarianism in general, perhaps he recognizes tyranny when he sees it, and so he's not afraid of pushing back against it. And what it provided for us is a source of inspiration and joy as we see these very, very cowardly Canadian police back off like the sheep they are. Let's roll this clip.
Please get out. Get out of this property. Immediately get out. Okay. Get out of this property immediately. Out. I don't want to hear anything. Out of this property immediately. I don't want to hear a word. Out. Out! Out of this property! Immediately until you come back with a warrant. Out! 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 Out of this property! Immediately out! Immediately go out and don't come back. I don't want to talk to you. Not a word. Out of this property. Out of this property, immediately out. I don't care what you have to say. Out! Out! Out of this property, you Nazis! Out! Out! Gestapo is not allowed here. Immediately, Gestapo is not allowed! Out! Do you understand English? Get out of this property. Go! So go, go, and don't come back without the warrant. Out, Nazi. Out. Out. You understand? Nazis are not welcome here. Out. And don't come back without the warrant. Do not come back without the warrant. You understand that? You're not welcome here. Nazis are not welcome here.
Gestapo is not welcome here. Do not come back, you Nazi psychopaths. Unbelievable, sick, evil people.
Look at them all just wandering.
Intimidating off people in a church during the Passover. You Gestapo, Nazi, communist, fascists. Don't you dare coming back here. Can you imagine those psychopaths? Passover, the holiest Christian festival in a year, and they're coming to intimidate Christians during the holiest festival? Unbelievable. What is wrong with those sick psychopaths? It's beyond me.
Incredible. Incredible. I love it. I love every part of that video. And what was your favorite part? I think my favorite part is when the lady, so the lady at the front is clearly the one in charge, right? She's the Dolores Umbridge of the group. He's just like, shut up. Every time she opens her mouth, shut up. He's just out. And he just shouts her down. Well, she's like, we're going to shut down your church service. Actually, we're going to bust into your church on Easter Sunday with armed cops to break up this religious celebration because of, some sort of fabricated, made up out of thin air, with no scientific backing whatsoever, lockdown procedures. And if you don't adhere to them unquestioningly, we're going to arrest you and possibly visit violence upon you. Maybe, take you to a COVID camp where we don't even have food for you and you'll just be sitting there. We'll charge you a couple $1,000 for the privilege of being arrested. It really is amazing to see this guy stand up against these bootlicking scumbag that attempt to shut down his church.
We're here to shut down your church. Hi, pardon me, excuse me. We're here to torture you to death. Oh, excuse me. Hi, yeah, you violated some of our, pointless, nonsensical, non-scientific, completely made up procedures. Would you mind coming with us so we can tie you down and inject you with, poison and then kill you? Would you mind if we did that, please? Excuse me. I'm sorry. You violated some of our, nonsensical laws. Would you mind if we crush your head in a vise for a little while? We're just going to crush your head and rip your fingernails out. Excuse me. Pardon me. We're going to crush your head and rip your fingernails out right now. Is that okay?
This is the future that we're looking into. You know, at least the Nazis and the communists, like, were men about it. At least they just, like, kicked your door down. We're like, we're coming in and there's nothing you can do about it. Now it's some 4 foot tall woman with, like, three thugs behind her, and she's just like, hi, excuse me, yeah, we're gonna crush every freedom that you used to have. Yeah, excuse me, we're just, I don't know if you saw the new announcement that we're actually gonna do away with your freedom of speech, your freedom of religion. That doesn't exist anymore. I don't know if you had a chance to look over that yet, but we're gonna go ahead and come in, we're gonna kick your door down, we're gonna drag everybody away, okay? Just don't stand up to us, just roll over, just be obedient, okay? Just be a little well-trained dog and roll over, because that's all I'm used to. And if you stand up for a single second, I'm going to run away like a little bitch that I am. I love it. I love it. That's what I needed to see. The statement by this, by the way, is like, the man repeatedly raised his voices to us. We'll determine what action needs to be taken after this. He yelled at us. He told us to get out when we didn't have a warrant. How dare he?
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put it in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Get some supplements because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we'll go back to your calls in just a moment, or to your calls in just a moment, since we have not done that yet.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, it's down.
I just want to finish up with this goings-on in Canada here. The statement from the Calgary police say, "We do not wish to interrupt anyone's holidays or religious or spiritual events. We don't wish to do what we're doing constantly." Okay, well, stop doing it then. "However, we must support our partner agencies when called upon to ensure everyone can safely celebrate these occasions. See, we're stopping you from celebrating these occasions to make sure that everybody can celebrate these occasions." Huh. Okay. All right. Yeah, that makes a hell of a lot of sense. About as much sense anything else going on around here. Truly incredible. But, you know, this wasn't the only place where something like this happened. Here's a video of a crowd in a Vancouver restaurant chanting "Get out" at the health inspectors who were attempting to issue a shutdown notice to that restaurant. I'm issuing a shutdown order. I'm here to shut you down. Please shut down. Please stop. Be gone. There you go. And he leaves. And he leaves just like that. It's literally that simple. It's literally that easy. That's literally all it takes. All of this is an illusion. All of these orders, all of these mandates, all of these shutdowns, complete illusion. There's literally smoke and mirrors. If you wave your hand, the smoke blows away, the image is gone. There's nothing there. There's no substance to any of this. It is all of your own design. It is all in your own mind. The classic image that I saw posted recently is the horse tied up to a plastic chair, and he's just standing there, right? Because in his mind, it's like, you might as well be tied to a steel bar, right? You might as well be tied to something anchored in concrete there on the ground. But he's not. He's tied to a plastic chair. He could get up and run at any second. But that leash and the chair is an illusion that keeps him tied down. There you go. Sometimes the thing that holds you back is all in your head. That is the COVID lockdown measures. That is COVID-19 in a nutshell. This is humanity. This massive, powerful quarter horse, capable of anything, being tied down to a plastic chair made of flimsy plastic that would be crushed under your hooves if you decided to take a little walk. But no, you've been fooled. You've been tricked. You believe in the shutdown. You believe in the restrictions. I can't imagine. Like, I try to put myself in the mindset of these people. You have to be a moron. I'm sorry. You really do just have to be a moron to buy in to any of the modern narratives. Like, you have to be completely ignorant of reality to buy any of this crap. You're going to take a vaccine that hasn't been tested, that is of a type of so-called vaccine that has never been made before, that they tell you alters your genes for all of time. You'll probably have to take one every 6 months for the rest of time. It doesn't even make you immune. You can still get COVID afterwards. You still have to wear the mask. You still have to stay locked down. You still have to have your economy destroyed and coalesced into, you know, single massive multinational conglomerate cabals, essentially. Yes, some COVID vaccines use genetic engineering. Get over it. Oh, just get over the fact that we're genetically engineering you. Oh, just get over the fact that you're going to have to do this every 6 months. Get over the fact that it has a death rate similar to the gosh darn flu. It's the flu. It was, of course, had gain of function added in a lab in China funded by the NIH with Dr. Fauci and the Gates Foundation, who are the same people pushing the vaccines, vaccine companies who don't have any liability if anything does go wrong. It's just, why would you do this? And then you want the passport. And you know, the story from this weekend is that like something like half of the population want the vaccine passport. Infowars.com poll finds half of Americans want vaccine passports in order to get back to normal. 44% say they think a government-run system requiring proof of vaccination is a good idea. Think it's a good idea? Yeah, why not? It's a good idea. Yeah, just go ahead. We'll just go ahead and let you inject whatever the hell you want every 6 months for the rest of the time. We won't be able to go out to eat or go shopping without permission. Yeah. Oh, what? You mean a card, papers that give you permission to go shopping, to leave your house? We need government permission to leave our houses? Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, pretty good idea to me. Yeah, why not? Why not, right? Yeah, great idea. Good idea. Yeah. You probably also believe that you probably also believe that black people are attacking Asian people because Donald Trump calls the virus the China virus, right? You believe that too. You believe all these narratives? You believe that Major League Baseball is somehow succumbing to some overwhelming cancel culture push while they sign a deal with communist China? You believe any of this crap? Do you really believe any of this? You believe that the migrants pouring across the border, hundreds of thousands every few weeks, you think they're just innocent victims of oppression that are desperate to get out from under state violence? You believe they're all children, like AOC tells you? You believe that January 6th was an armed insurrection of Trump supporters who went there with an attempt to kill every one of the traitorous Republicans and Democrats in the Congress, but they were stopped by the stalwart heroes of the Capitol City, of the Capitol Police? You think all that? You think all that's true, too? All right. All right, yeah. Most Americans are just dumb as hell. I guess that's what we're learning. Hey, let's go to some Americans who aren't dumb as hell, shall we? Steven in Florida, thanks for calling in. You are on the air, sir.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
Couple things, okay. I called to talk about a personal experience I just had Friday at a doctor's office I went to for the Veterans Administration. I want to say this first, though. I saw a video the other day on BitChute, and I had to share this black guy, and I just bring this up because of the circumstances. He went up and beat the snot out of a white girl, like half his size. You know, we saw this last year. But all of a sudden, as he's walking away, three black guys surrounded this dude and beat the snot out of him and left him cold on the sidewalk. And I said, good, it's about time.
All right.
So I wanted to share this experience I had Friday. All right, so I go to the doctor's office. I've got a hurting shoulder, and I got to get physical therapy. In the process, you know, I told the doctor, you know, he asked me about my health. I told him I'm taking supplements, you know, vitamin C, good vitamin mineral supplement, et cetera, and took my blood pressure. It was 123 over 80. My pulse was 75. I run, by the way, I just ran a marathon this past Saturday, 26.2 miles. I thank God I was able to finish in 4 hours and 23 minutes.
All right, so you're a very healthy guy. We're running out of time here. We're about to go to break,
Steven.
The thing
is that the doctor says to me, he asked me if I'd taken the vaccine. I said, nope. He says, well, you went through basic training, right? And I said, yeah. Well, in basic, they teach you there's an enemy and you got to have weapons. And the enemy's COVID and it's killing all these people. And I said, well, where'd you get your information? Oh, the CDC and the World Health Organization. I said, sir, they're lying to you. And
I said, those are the enemies. The CDC, the World Health Organization, Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, the WHO, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum. Those are the enemies. And the weapon they're using is COVID-19, the vaccine, and their technocratic control. People are morons. Thank you, Stephen.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened.
Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're in the bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars.com, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Right now, there's 50% off some of our top-selling products. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock. That's 50% off. Rocket Rest is back in stock and 40% off. Was it a caller who was telling me? Somebody recently was telling me, he was like, yeah, Rocket Rest, I just tried it. It's like the best product ever. Maybe I need to try that. Because I admit, with a newborn child and a bunch of family in town, I've not been getting as much sleep as I should. But I hesitate to use stuff because, you know, if the baby's crying in the middle of the night, I got to get up and I don't want to be so knocked out that I sleep right through it or something. So I don't know. Maybe this isn't for me. Maybe it's for you. Maybe you're in a situation where you need 8 hours of sleep, but you just can't get it. Well, why don't you give Rocket Rest a try? It's 40% off right now. One of our newer products, but you can see already it has 100% positive ratings with a fully 5-star review count, which is really unheard of. I mean, that's really incredible. Usually, I mean, the closest you'll get 4.5 stars, something like that. This means that everybody who's reviewed it to date has given it 5 stars. Really incredible stuff. It's from a third-party review site. Also, I mean, if you aren't into the supplements, maybe you have your own supplements that you really like. The InfoWars t-shirts are $17.76. Every single one of them is $17.76. Maybe you're like me, because that's I think the only thing I ever bought from InfoWars Store before I started working here was I would buy the t-shirts, because the t-shirts are very, very stylish. I wear them to this day, and they're really great, and they're of the highest quality, and they're all now $17.76. So take advantage of that, and you support what we do here. You keep us on the air. And with that, I go out to the phone calls. Let's go first to Crooks Music in Canada. Thanks for calling in. Mr. Music, you are on the air. Crooks Music in Canada. Hold on, hold on. Folks, we, by the way, I suppose I should let you know we are, we're down two people, in the back here. So things might be running a little bit slowly here. We got, we have people jumping from the audio board to the switchboard to the phone line. So, especially the phone lines are intensive because you got to be taking calls and writing down the name and then putting over. So anyway, I apologize if it takes a moment to get to you, but, I think we now have you. Crooks Music, is that you?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, good. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. You're on the air now.
Hey, I just called in last week. I wanted to hit on what I missed. I talked to you guys for hours about all this stuff, man. You keep me going. So, so what was going on is I was trying to reach out to my family and convince them about this vaccine and situations. I knew my father had one of his best friends. His wife is part of the Pfizer fortune. So she was bought out a couple of years ago by someone else in the family. And they had just gone back to Germany to have my father's friend have back surgery. When they were over there, she was with people from the family. And when she came back, the way I was convinced my family to kind of question this was to reach out to her and ask her, like, listen, is anyone in your family taking the vaccine that was created by your family? And her and the majority of her brothers, the majority of the family, either has no comment or when she recommends to family friends, you know, it's don't take it.
So you are family friends with a member of the family
Pfizer
that owns
fortune.
Pfizer.
Yeah, she's from Germany. She lives here now. She moved out, I want to say 15 years ago or so. It was just pretty much like just, you know, I'm trying to convince people without getting too deep into mRNA, Bill Gates, this and that. You kind of get the eye rolls after a while, right? So I was looking how to reach out to people who weren't as willing to be as open about, I don't want to call them conspiracies, but everyone calls it a conspiracy, which really isn't. But, I just wanted to kind of have like a more laid back way of approaching the science and the stuff like that. So it was just telling them to reach out to their family friend, and the fact that she's not taking it, her brothers aren't taking it, and she's connectly tied to the family. It woke my whole family up. No one's taking it.
That is awesome. That's very good to hear. Very good. Taking a different tack here, a different tactic as to waking people up. I think that's fantastic. You have a member of the Pfizer family who actually created the vaccine choosing not to take the vaccine. You know, didn't that happen early when the vaccine rolled out? It was the Pfizer CEO being like, I'm not taking the vaccine. I don't want to cut in line. I don't want to abuse my privilege, so I'm not going to be taking the vaccine. It was like, oh, sure. Oh, you're just such a great guy. If there's one thing we know about pharmaceutical companies, it's that A, they can always be trusted. B, they're led by very good guys, very selfless people leading these pharmaceutical companies. I'm sure we all know this. Pfizer's never been caught in massive lies, right? They would never have liability just in case something went wrong with their experimental vaccine. Yeah, there it is. Pfizer CEO hasn't gotten his COVID. He doesn't want to cut in line. No. He's a good man. He doesn't want to cut in line. He just cares so much about those people down at the bottom. Of course he does. Of course. Trust him. Believe him. Don't question anything, folks. Be a good little American. Take your pointless nonsense shot. Shut up. Pull out your passport. And you get a free donut. Ooh, a donut. You get a free donut. Isn't that fun? Stop thinking. Eat your donut. Stop thinking, eat your donut, okay? Pfizer CEO, quote, not certain their vaccine stops the transmission of COVID-19 as companies jabbed approved in UK and evaluated in the US. I mean, over this weekend, you had CDC issuing statement after statement going, yes, you can travel, but we don't think you should travel. And you can travel, but you can't travel unless you get the vaccine. But the vaccine doesn't prevent you from getting COVID. It will prevent you from getting COVID, but you can still get COVID with the vaccine. All of these, contradictory statements out from the CDC about whether or not you can get COVID after having gotten the vaccine. Well, folks, literally dozens and dozens and dozens of people have gotten COVID after getting the vaccine. So I don't need a governmental agency telling me whether or not something that can happen whether or not something can happen if it's already happened, right? I don't need the CDC to tell me that the sun rises in the east in the morning, okay? I can see it with my own eyes. So thank you, CDC. I don't need you issuing statement after statement about whether or not the sun rises in the east. It rises in the east, and it has constantly. So people have gotten COVID after getting the vaccine, so I don't need you issuing a statement as to whether or not that's possible, because it has happened already. Okay, I can go on. Let's go to James in Indiana. Thanks for calling in, James. You are on the air.
The scariest thing I've ever heard the government say is we always get our guy. The DOJ is out of control and a fraud as it commits crimes and perjury on a daily basis in the name of justice to convict innocent people. By college standards and the criminal justice model, it should be shut down. Article coming out, if you want to pull it up, it's called Federal Prosecutor Moved from Criminal Cases After DOJ Report. Prosecutor Tara Moorhead was threatening witnesses to have their kids taken away if they didn't go into court and lie so an innocent man was convicted. This witch wasn't jailed or disbarred but put in civil division while another prosecutor before that was illegally taping defense lawyers. The DOJ has been covering up murders on a regular basis as Veteran Security Force member Ashley Babbitt is silenced. I had the same job as Ashley. Not many people can handle the stress with military fitness as it's killed people. For me, it was running in sports as a young kid. Ashley would have went to Lackland Air Force Base for basic, then where you could run up to an hour. Basic alone can give a person PTSD as beds go flying. Ashley then would have crossed the street to security force training, where she would have learned military law, security, and combat training. Ashley would have experienced Claymore mines, 203 grenade launcher, the Saw 60 gun, combat patrols, dismounts off military vehicles, clearing buildings. Ashley was a badass, as these young men and women have more power and responsibility at a young age than most Americans see in a lifetime.
And she was gunned down in cold blood after a phalanx of police moved out of the way to allow her past the doorway that they were previously guarding. And she was shot while both of her hands were in view. Not a weapon to be found. The name of the shooter has yet to be released by the Capitol Police. They say he will not face charges. There will be no investigation or even a audit of what occurred there. We are not being released his name, whether he followed procedure in shooting a young woman in the chest while she was defenseless. No justice is on the horizon for that. Instead, her death will be used as justification for cracking down on people like her. Her being the only one actually killed by direct violence on January 6th. And yet it's that death that's being used to justify the claims of the deadly insurrection coup that is the cause for rounding up and imprisoning and charging with sedition peaceful protesters all over America. Peaceful protesters rounded up and charged for sedition because one of them was killed. It's a brave new world, folks.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted
women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars at band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
No doubt you have realized the splendor of my conception. First, a necklace of death about the earth. 50 globes, each releasing its nerve gas over a designated area, each capable of killing 100 million people. The human race, as you know it, will cease to exist.
Who needs a James Bond villain to kill everyone when media darling eugenicist Bill Gates is off to such a celebrated start? While earning billions of dollars off his investments in the experimental vaccine industry, Bill Gates claims to be some sort of altruist. And all of pop culture media support this spurious tale. But remember when Bill Gates became the world's richest man as a result of ruthless business practices and abuse of powers? And remember the world's most evil corporation, Monsanto, creators of DDT, Agent Orange, and genetically modified foods? The company working tirelessly to replace all the world's organic seed banks with their own patented GMO varieties so they can one day own the entire world's food supply? Well, now Monsanto, along with agribusiness giant Cargill, are primarily controlled by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which is also the biggest farmland owner in the U.S. Bill Gates says we all must eat GMO food while aggressively working towards giving us no choice in the matter. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation sponsored the mRNA vaccines, which are now opening the gates to genetically modified humans, recklessly experimenting on the human genome in hundreds of millions of people. These experimental gene therapy shots have already killed thousands, but Bill wants everyone to get more. And now, Bill is preparing to block out the sun. Bill Gates is working with Harvard's David Keith on a stratospheric solar geoengineering experiment known as SCOPEX, wherein a kilogram of calcium carbonate particles will be released in the stratosphere to see how viable it will be at reflecting the light from the sun away from the surface of the Earth. They claim they want to lower the temperature of the Earth, despite the fact that nobody has any idea what this could do to the overall system of the planet.
Since the beginning of time, man has yearned to destroy the sun. I will do the next best thing. Block it out.
In the film The Matrix, they tried to block out the sun in order to stop the man-made AI threat. But it ended up enslaving all of mankind in The Matrix. In the film Snowpiercer, the world tried blocking out the sun to stop global warming, but ended up triggering a cataclysmic ice age. And in the dystopian reality that we live in today, Bill Gates wants to save the world by blocking out the sun. We are told to trust him. We are told to trust the science, even though the so-called science is wildly theoretical, inconclusive, and universally challenged. Bill Gates does indeed embody the characteristics of an evil James Bond villain. But the real villains are obviously the degenerates of world governments and mainstream media who allow this damaged, deranged old man in a pink sweater to play out his father's dreams of depopulation and eugenics on the world stage.
while at the same time protecting the big banks and multinational corporations who are orchestrating this entire war against humanity. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Wow. Wow. What a report by Greg Reese. You can share that at band.video. It's called Supervillain Bill Gates Plans to Block Out the Sun. You know, it's just like the Calgary police, you know, Nazis, communists, you just kick your door down. We're here to imprison you. And now they're, oh, hi, excuse me. It's the same thing, right? Instead of, I will bring about slavery and death on earth, it's Bill Gates going, I'm just going to block out the sun real quick, guys. I'm just going to go ahead and block out the sun. Do you mind if I do that? Don't worry. It's cool.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalists, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. I'm receiving text messages about IBM, now that IBM will be in charge of ID 2020, the global vaccine passport program, and what they've been involved in the past, including funding and setting up the computerized organization of the Nazi eugenics experiments. But we can trust them, right? We can trust the pharmaceutical companies who have killed hundreds of thousands. We can trust them. It's fine. God dang, you really have to be so stupid. So stupid to buy what these people are selling. I'm going to go out to your phone calls very, very shortly. I want to play a quick clip here. It's Charles Barkley dropping a truth bomb about politicians using race to divide Americans. It's great that he's saying this. You know, it's great that he's standing up and actually, you know, saying things that other people are afraid to put into words on the news. Remember, everything's an illusion. Everything's falsified. Everything is play acting. In the same way that you see Pete Buttigieg, you know, get on a bike and ride 100 feet, you know, in a you know, kabuki theater puppet show of he rides his bike to work. Isn't he amazing? Isn't he amazing? He rides his bike to work and he's saving carbon along the way. And he's wearing a mask while he rides his bike. And then you have other people not wearing masks. Like as soon as the camera's off, they just rip the mask off. And they're like, whew, another good day pretending to care. Another good day pretending to wear a mask in front of the sheep. So the sheep do as we tell them. It happens over and over and over and over again. In the same way, these people that are on TV, they know exactly what they're saying is wrong. They know they're lying to the American people. They know, like, what Charles Barkley is about to say here, what I'm about to play you. They all understand that it's true, but they're scared, they're cowards, they're weak. They are afraid that if they say the wrong thing, there's going to be a bunch of like chihuahuas yapping at them, and they're scared of that. So they lie. So they put forward the narrative. They continue to discuss this. Hot mic, Democrat rep admits to Governor Tom Wolf that masks are political theater worn for on-camera appearance. It, literally, like, I can think of half a dozen times where people have been caught with this, including people like Fauci, including some of the reporters in the White House room. They didn't realize that the camera was off when they took their masks off. They understand that it's theater. They understand they're play acting. They are fooling you. They think you're stupid and need to be tricked into doing what they want because they know that if you just if they just ask you to do it, you are going to say no. So they have to try to trick you. They have to try to deceive you out of this. So what Charles Barkley is saying here, it really is brave because, you know, he's going to get a bunch of chihuahuas yapping at him. Bunch of people going, you can't say that about that. You have to push the racial narrative, Charles. You're not allowed to say that whites and blacks are being divided and conquered. You have to say white people are evil. They're evil. You have to be a part of this, or else we will despise you. So let's go to Charles Barkley. But I still do have a few problems with what he says, and I'll explain that. Let's go.
Man, I think most white people and black people are great people. I really believe that in my heart. But I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer. I truly believe in my heart most white people and black people are awesome people, but we're so stupid following our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. And their only job is, hey, let's make these people not like each other. We don't live in their neighborhoods. We all got money. Let's make the whites and blacks not like each other. Let's make rich people and poor people not like each other. Let's scramble the middle class. I truly believe that in my heart.
Pretty true. Pretty smart. Pretty good. Not bad. Do have a slight issue, though. Slight issue here. Name for me a single Republican going along with this narrative. I'm not a big fan of the Republicans. I think most of them are blue blood scumbags that are desperate to get us into wars with foreign nations for no discernible reason, who are happy to throw the average American under the bus for their own personal gain. But you have Democrats like Hirano, Senator Hirano, saying, I will not vote for a white cabinet member or a white candidate put forward by Joe Biden. Okay. And the way that Charles Barkley there is like, it's Republican or Democrat. Show me a Republican who's like, I will not vote for a non-white candidate. Could you possibly imagine that happening? No, of course not. Of course, it would never happen. It would never happen because it all goes one direction. It all goes one way. So it's like, I don't know. I just can't be satisfied. Things are so far gone now that we have to like celebrate the most basic normal human interaction, right? Charles Barkley literally just be going like, I think white people and black people both generally are good. And it's like, wow, we have to celebrate somebody saying the most basic truth that we used to all understand. Wow, we have to celebrate that. I guess that's where we are now. It's the same thing over and over where it's just like, any step away from the cliff edge of insanity upon which we constantly reside has to be celebrated. But I think we should go a step farther and go, okay, not only is that true that there's white people and black people that are both good and that the politicians and the people at the top are intentionally creating conflict between the races, but you should go a step farther and go, it's the Democrats that are doing this. It's one side that's doing this, not the other. You will never see a Republican, like Republican, even just the most basic, like hinting at, like Representative Gosar attends a conference with somebody who doesn't explicitly hate white people, and it's like, oh, throw him out of the Senate, get him out. Marjorie Taylor Greene, like, doesn't despise white people. Destroy her. The Republicans themselves will kick her off all the committees. So, I don't know. I guess we can celebrate a slight glimpse of, you know, sanity in a wellspring of retardation that is our mainstream media. Truly incredible. Let's go out to the phone call. Simon in Florida has a call for us. Thanks for calling in, Simon. You're on the air.
Hello there, Harrison. I thought, given the large quantities of children that we seem to have coming in from Central America now, that a historical perspective might be of interest. So we have two types of scenarios that have occurred in the past. You've had invading armies that have had what were called baggage trains, and the baggage trains would consist of you know, the tents and the foodstuffs and so forth, but also would be a lot of the wives and children of soldiers during medieval times. But during more recent periods, particularly during the 1940s, during the Second World War, you've actually had mass evacuations of children, one of which was successful and one of which was not, with hindsight. So you had, in 1940, during the Blitz, when the Luftwaffe were bombing London, you had all of the children were taken out to the west of the country with nothing but a strip of paper tied to their necks or their fingers. And yet many of those children were able to be successfully reunified with their families after more than a year. On the other hand, you had the evacuation of all the children from Hiroshima. And even though the Japanese didn't anticipate that nuclear weapons would be used on the city, they were expecting it to be firebombed by the U.S. Air Force. And so in that case, all of the children were taken out of the city and placed with families in the countryside. But amazingly, after the actual detonation of the nuclear weapon and then the subsequent end of hostilities with Japan at the end of World War II, all of those children were actually sent back by train, which was the only mode of transport that was functioning at the time, even though almost without exception, all of their family members had actually perished in the attack.
Right. And in that, oh, incredible. Well, tell you what, I'm really appreciating this history lesson that you're giving us. Stay on the line. We got to go to commercial break here, but we'll be back in just a few minutes, and we'll go directly back to Simon in Florida. So I'm excited to hear where he goes with this. Very interesting.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put it in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, we'll go right back to Simon to hear his conclusions about the movement of children in times of war. Before I do want to remind you that there is a sale going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It is a new sale, the follow-up to the Mega Blowout, where not as many products are off, but the ones that are on discount are some of our most popular and most impressive products. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock. That's 40% off. Rocket Rest is back in stock at 40% off as well. And the Lung Cleanse Plus is back in stock, and that's 50% off. But I think the best part about this sale is that all InfoWars t-shirts are now $17.76. That's right, folks. You can advertise your unwillingness to placate the mob, your desire to stand up against the encroachment of big government and big business on your everyday life. You can speak your mind in a way that cannot be censored, cannot be silenced, cannot be destroyed by big tech, big media, or anybody in between. Wear it on your chest and let the haters seethe. New Summit News t-shirt, some great graphic tees. Some of these aren't explicitly InfoWars, but they'll trigger the leftists just as bad. But you know, that's not the point. The point is not to trigger leftists. That's a convenient and entertaining side effect. What this really does is lets other patriots know that you're all on the same side. I find that I have way more positive interactions because of the InfoWars shirts that I wear than negative reactions. You meet a lot more people going, nice t-shirt, sort of, you know, giving you a wink, going, hey, you and I, we know what's up. You and I, we know what's going on. We know what's happening behind the scenes. We are on the same level here. Not like these other sheep around us. You get a lot more of that than you get, you know. Leftists are cowards, right? They see you with a t-shirt that they don't like. They might go complain. They might tweet out something. They don't say anything to you. They won't even give you a bad look. They look at the floor. That's what they do. So yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com. $17.76 is the amount you'll pay for each and every t-shirt on the site there, and they are well worth it. I mean, the quality is fantastic. Many of the shirts I bought 5 years ago, before even I was working here, I still wear on a weekly basis, and they've held up. Still bright colors, great fabric. They really just get softer and softer as it goes on. So they're more and more comfortable as the days go on. But really, top notch, highest quality t-shirts to show your support and help keep us in funds to prosecute this war of information, which is more necessary now than ever. With that, I want to go back to Simon in Florida. Simon, you were detailing the British children during the Blitz and the Japanese children before and after the bombing of Hiroshima. But this is a different, slightly different situation, isn't it? Because we have children from another country coming into this country and either being used as almost a passport, with people kidnapping children or purchasing children from child traffickers, and then taking them with them and saying, oh, yeah, this is my kid, and attempt to claim asylum, because these people know that bringing a kid across is basically like, you know, having your passport stamped. You get let right in if you can claim to have a child. Then they end up doing DNA testing and they find out, okay, these people aren't related at all, and they have to figure it out. You also have children being sent over by their families to claim asylum, be placed in, you know, some house somewhere. And then, you know, in a year or two, they'll contact and go, oh, our kid is here. You know, let us immigrate. And they'll take advantage of the chain migration to join their children. So a little loop around for the so-called amnesty that they're claiming. But Simon in Florida, you were giving us a very interesting history lesson about all this. And I'd like you to continue, sir. You're on the air.
Thank you very much. So your points are very well made, because what actually occurred in the post-Hiroshima nuclear explosion situation in Japan is the children were returned by train, but there were no living relatives for them to be left with.
Right.
So during the subsequent, and this happened in August and September of 1945, but in the subsequent winter, most of the boys were actually known to have starved to death during that very, very severe winter. Yeah. And it's believed that almost all of the children, even down to infants, ended up in forced prostitution at the hands of Japanese mafia gangs, otherwise known as the Yakuza. So given those two experiences, the international community tried to draw some lessons from that. And indeed, the International Committee and most national organizations of the Red Cross, and I'm sure many listeners will be familiar with the American Red Cross in the United States, okay, actually formed systems to try and facilitate family reunification. And in particular, in the United States, they were very concerned about potential temporary large-scale migrations because of the possibility of a nuclear power plant having a large-scale accidental or otherwise nuclear release. So people will be familiar with Three Mile Island.
Right, yes.
So one situation that they had envisaged was that the very old and leaky nuclear power plant in San Onofre in Orange County of California might have a significant mishap. So the plan that they had there was to pile all of the school children of the Orange County School District onto the school buses and commandeered public transport buses, because there would be no time for their parents to come from their workplace and collect them, even assuming that they had cars available to do that, because some people don't have cars.
Right.
So the plan was to take 150,000 children in a few hours from Orange County to Las Vegas and house them in resort and casino hotels, and then their surviving parents would be informed of where the children were, and they would then have to drive from California to Las Vegas, and hopefully the Nevada and California Red Cross would be able to facilitate the reunification of those families. The International Committee of the Red Cross then dealt with a similar type of situation with the refugee flows out of Bosnia in the 1990s.
Right.
And there often the women and the children would be allowed to leave, but the men weren't. And often the men were either conscripted or they were executed. What's very interesting in this current situation, and you've raised this about how the federal government have been waiving the background checks for some of the volunteers that have been called up to handle these unaccompanied migrant children, is that you have an organization that in theory is staffed with paid members and volunteers and who have been trained in family reunification, and yet the American Red Cross is not being utilized to facilitate this process with all the documentation that is already in place.
Right, and it's leaving it completely open to abuse and being taken advantage of. Truly an incredible situation. Thank you so much for that call, Simon. That was a very informative history lesson, and just knowing that, you know, what we're experiencing here is not necessarily unique. It is unique that it doesn't come at the at the consequence of some major disaster, like a meltdown or a major war or the dropping of a nuclear bomb. Instead, it has happened simply and totally because of the policies of this administration.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put it in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio, is a fortress on...
You know something about the Alamo? If you read a history of the Texas Revolution, the Mexicans at the time were cartoonishly evil. Santa Anna, his entire army, was made up of criminals. he couldn't, there weren't enough, like, people in Mexico to form an army for him. And so he just went and raided all of the prisons. And so the entire army that was invading Texas and that, you know, fought at the Alamo and Goliad, it was all criminals. It was all 100% bunch of criminals. I don't know. Kind of interesting to me. Kind of interesting. And then, of course, you have Goliad. You have a bunch of Texans. They get overwhelmed. They surrender. They say, if you surrender, we'll treat you peacefully. We'll take you into, you know, we'll take you as prisoners. So the people there say, all right, we surrender, we surrender. Then they took them out back and shot them all. Really incredible. It was a brutal, brutal time, you know. Of course, thank God, Santa Anu called himself the Napoleon of the West, thought he was the next great emperor. He was defeated. If only he'd known the way to take over Texas was send children. He would have just sent children across. We would have sent busloads. They didn't have buses back then, but, you know, cartloads of children. Children on forced marches across the Chihuahuan Desert. And he could have taken over Texas that way. He didn't need to fight a single time. Antonio López de Santa Anna. If only he'd known the way to take over Texas was to send children by the millions, he would have never had to worry about all of that fighting nonsense. Especially this is the case when you have catch and bus. So it's not just catch and release anymore, right? It used to be catch and release. Now it's catch and bus, meaning they catch people at the southern border of America and Mexico. They put them on a bus or an airplane and then send them thousands of miles farther into the United States. That's our solution for immigration right now. They don't even give them a court date. They don't even say, all right, you're released, but, you know, you got to be back on, you know, May 15th to have your asylum claims adjudicated. No, just don't worry about it. Just here you go. Here's a bus ticket to Milwaukee. Have fun. You're an American now, I guess. Don't worry about speaking the language or anything. It's incredible. Catch and bus. That's from WashingtonTimes.com. The migrants from the Biden border surge are being nabbed along the Rio Grande, but the Arizona deserts and the remoteness of New Mexico and Southern California, but they're not staying there. Haitians and Cubans are fanning out to Florida while Central Americans are surging into New York, California, and Washington, D.C. area. One analyst called the mass movement of people catch and bus, a play on Border Patrol's newly revived policy of catch and release for tens of thousands of parents and children being nabbed at the border. Well, adults and children. Whether they're parents or not hasn't yet been decided. More than 160,000 children have been placed with sponsors in the U.S. over the last 4 years. Just unbelievable. An unbelievable just churning of humanity and of money. Just constantly churning. Sarah A. Carter reports, border crisis, border patrol, nearly 1,000 migrants are crossing into the U.S. undetected per day. At least, that's probably a fairly low number, because we know that at least 570 arrests were made in March, and that was this is on a very, very poorly defended border. So we're arresting, you know, between 500 and 1,000 people a day. I think probably more than 500 to 1,000 are getting across scot-free. It's like sometimes, you know, that crash where like 24 people were in a single car coming across, or like you'll see videos of, I mean, just look at this. Just look at this. It's just continuous. Continuous spilling across. They're all healthy. They're all well-dressed. They're all perfectly fit and able. There's no persecution of them going on in their home countries. They're not being oppressed by their government in any way. The asylum law is completely not made for these people, but they'll take advantage of it. They've got the lawyers. They've got people like George Soros training them to lie, to say exactly what's needed to said, like hocus pocus, abracadabra. Oh, you said the right magic words. Now you get to be an American. That's how it works, I guess. I'm going to play this quick video by Vince James of the Red Elephants. Nice little TikTok in response to some of the nonsense that's said about these policies on the border. It's a quick video, but it says a lot in a short amount of time. Here's Vince James with the Red Elephants and the border crisis.
I voted for the man who promised to end Trump-era policies.
But he did end the Trump-era policies, like the Wait Mexico policy, the Third Country Agreement, the public charge rule, and many other policies put into place under the Trump administration to mitigate the surge at the border. And now look what we have here. Foster kids being kicked out of their homes to replace them with migrant children. Foster families being told to take in 26-plus migrant children. Teachers being sent to the border to give in-person learning to migrant children while the schools are closed for in-person learning for American children. The homeless being relocated out of the convention center and replaced with illegal migrants. According to Biden's own officials, we are set to break the records of 2018, 2019, and 2020 combined, and he's only deporting 13% of these people. He also spent $86 million on hotels for migrant families. People like you are always talking about how you care about the poor, you want higher wages, you're against the corporate class, but you always support mass immigration, which only helps the corporations. A consistent flow of a slave class that's permanently dependent on the government.
Well done. Well done, Vince James. That's a lot of information in a single minute. I truly appreciate that. Let's go out to the phone calls now. Brian in Canada has a comment about the subject of the special report that Alex Jones did this Saturday, the SPARS report. Thanks for calling in. Brian, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you, Harrison. First of all, congratulations on your child.
Thank you.
I hope in 50 years he looks back at all of us old fogies and just goes, what were you guys worried about? But
hopefully so.
I don't know, because this report, it is the Rosetta Stone. It's the way you understand what we've been going through for the last year, what we're going to go through next. And it just seems like there's silence out there. It seems like even people that come on the own networks that Alex Jones created, they're silent about it. I don't understand why. It just seems like when you have a manual for what they're going to do, actually, we do have a manual for what they're going to do. It's in Revelations, isn't it?
Mm.
But this is John Hopkins, Rockefeller, Bill Gates, United Nations, World Economic Forum. This is that layer that we know that sits at the top of the pyramid. We don't know the top layer. We don't understand that. But we know that this is one of the top layers of that pyramid. We're all on the bottom, and we can look at it, and we can see it. And you just have, to me, just a lot of silence out there. A lot of people that are part of this Info Warriors group, we share this stuff. We want it out there. But then you have people that have likes, have dopamine for listening to their own voices, and they're silent. And if I was, I'm not saying anyone should do what I would do, but if I was Alex Jones, this might be your drop the mic and walk away moment, because how can you ever top this? Just my opinion.
Yeah, it's a very good point. It's a very interesting document. It's one of these, the SPARS pandemic scenario. But there have been many of these over the last 10 years, and they all explicitly say exactly the same thing, that what these people want is total control, total destruction of the way the world is in favor of the way they want it to be, which is total control by them. And, the little secret at the bottom of this is that they think that they have eternal life. They think that they are very, very close to either using AI or robotics or cloning or some sort of life extension technology, and they're trying to set up a system in which they live forever and they rule over the class of mortals.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, B BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.Video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, we're going to get to more of your phone calls in this segment. In the next hour, I'll be joined by Christine Bish, who is the Republican candidate for California's 6th Congressional District. Very excited to speak for her, speak to her, and figure out what she plans on, how she plans, I guess I should say, on improving the standard, the situation there in California. Very excited to welcome her. Of course, I do want to remind you that right now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and 40% off at InfoWars.com. It's one of our most popular and sought-after products. We can hardly keep it on the shelves. It sells out rather rapidly, and it'll sell out even more rapidly still now that it's 40% off. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, purchase Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and improve your life in so many different ways. It's a great way to get your all your necessary vitamins and minerals, and it tastes great. Put it in a smoothie or in water, and it's a great thing. And not only are you getting a great product, you're supporting the Info War that is entering into perhaps its final stages here, as we have seen our long prophesied, long foretold technocratic global enslavement system now being slowly implemented. Not even really slowly, just rapidly implemented throughout the world. We're watching the door on the jail cell close and lock, and many of those trapped inside the cell cheering the jailers. Now is the time to wake them up, tell them to resist, and perhaps we can get out of this alive. And with that in mind, let's go to Scott in Florida, who says, America is done. Hate to agree with you, Scott, but I think we're certainly getting there. Thanks for calling in, Scott. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Smith. Thank you for taking my call. America's all done indeed, and I don't say that to be melodramatic. It is. I don't see any pushback, and it will never, ever rise again. America is today a communist country. Let's call it what it is. And it has been deliberately destroyed by George Soros, the Rothschilds, Charles Schumer, Jerry Nadler, Bernie Sanders, Dianne Feinstein, Michael Bloomberg, Mark Zuckerberg, Henry Kissinger, and other extremely powerful members of the Jew World Order, which has already made America a Jewish Bolshevik Zionist communist regime. To those listeners out there that's saying this man's an anti-Semite and a Jew hater, I'm Jewish. I'm a self-hating Jew, but you can't call me an anti-Semite. Your argument is ludicrous. The Anti-Defamation League, I want to focus for one moment. They are pushing and poking the FBI to persecute men like Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys. Now, the Anti-Defamation League and the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, are both private groups.
Right.
The Anti-Defamation League is our Zionist-occupied government, or Zog's personal Gestapo. And so was the Federal Bureau of Israel. And so was the Israeli Revenue Service. So are Jews 100% involved for everything? No. But they're a large role, playing a large role. And if you know your history, Mr. Smith, and your listeners, you don't need to look any further than 1917 when the Tsar was overthrown and murdered, his family was slaughtered, Tsar Nicholas II, last Tsar of Russia.
Well, I'll tell you, it was 1913, 1917, very, very interesting years. In fact, 1913 was the year that the IRS was created. It was the year that the assembly line was created by Henry Ford that allowed them to completely reimagine the entire concept of industry and of work and of the position of the craftsman in the world. It was also the creation of the ADL, strangely enough, in 1913. Also, the income tax was implemented then. Very interesting couple of years between 1913 and 1917. And if you go look at that, you can see the creation of, or the seeds that would later flower into the tyranny that we're experiencing here around the country. Thanks so much for the call, Scott. I got to move on. Let's go to O'Brien in Maryland, who has comments about the video that we watched at the beginning of this show, which was the pastor in Canada standing up against the Gestapo-like raiding of his church on Easter in for claims of for your safety, for public health. They're going to raid your church and prevent you from worshiping God. Truly incredible. What's your comments about this, O'Brien in Maryland? You're on the air.
Yes. Basically, my thought is this. Every single pastor, every single bishop, every single church, every single church leader that has an absolute church, excuse me, should basically do what this pastor just did. He should just tell us. Tell them all to just get out and don't come back without a warrant. And basically just shout them down. The only thing that would pretty much work is them just being shouted down.
Yeah.
And I think that's how it should pretty much go.
Yeah. And look, he wasn't violent. He wasn't, aggressive towards them. He just refused to comply. And it's literally that simple. That's why the InfoWar is so important, because it's not about necessarily like, we need to all get together and go raid and kill these people that are hurting us. No, no. All of this could be stopped completely nonviolently if people just didn't capitulate. All of this New World Order nonsense, all of the vaccine passports, all of the vaccine mandates, all of the mask mandates, all of the lockdown mandates, for all of that to go away, it takes one simple action. Just don't comply. Just don't give in immediately. Just resist. in whatever way possible. If the police want to bust into your church and drag you out of the pews by your ankles to take you off to jail, make them do that. Just don't get up and walk with them. It's literally as simple as that. If they want the bad press, if they want to expose what they're really after, then just don't help them oppress you. It's literally that simple. All of this stuff goes completely away when people stand up like that pastor and just go, get the hell out. No, we're not complying. We're not going along with it. We're not helping you oppress us. And it's literally as simple as that. Instead, what we have is people begging to be oppressed. People demanding that they have vaccine passports, demanding that they have mask mandates, helping them. And when the police come in and say, we're here for your safety, and people go, okay, let me come with you here. Would you like to arrest me? Would you like to put handcuffs on me? Would you like to oppress me, sir? It's just like, just resist. That's literally all it takes. And all of this illusionary, jail they have us in collapses. It falls down, completely goes away. It's literally that simple. That's why the info war is so important, because it won't be that simple forever. If they're allowed to complete their plans, if they're allowed to get into place all of these different, limitations on freedom, from the mask mandates to the vaccine passports, then it'll be a little harder. Then it won't be a matter of just not resisting. Then they'll have the full force and backing of the entire system to crush you with. But for now, it literally all it takes is resisting. Literally all it takes is saying no and refusing to comply. They might still force you, but then it's in their hands. Then you got, police dragging parishioners out of a church and, the rage that will inspire in good people around the world. So, let them do that if that's what they want to do. Just don't get up and walk out with them willingly, okay? Read the Gulag Archipelago. This is like the number one lesson that they learned from the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917, is like just night after night, you'd have police show up and drag people off, and nobody resisted. They never, ever resisted. They just went along with it. They went, well, maybe they'll find me innocent. I haven't done anything, so I'll go along with it. And the guy next door said, well, I haven't done anything. I don't want them looking at me, so I'm not going to resist. I'm not going to help them, resist this illegal arrest. And, the author actually tells stories about where he's the one leading the police. The police are going, hey, do you know the way to the jail? And he's going, yeah, follow me. I'll take you to the jail. And he's like, looking back, he's like, why did I do that? Why didn't I run at that point? Why was I the one leading my captors to my imprisonment? And it's exactly what we're seeing on display around the country and around the world right now. So just, it's literally as simple as just saying no. Just saying no. Just fighting back in whichever small way you can. You can see these people. They're weak. They're cowards. They're stupid. You just yell at them and say no and say get out, and they try to impose their paper authority. Doesn't work. It's like we've seen this over and over and over and over and over again throughout history. And and then they came for me. And then they came for me. First they came for these people, then they came for me. And so it's like, here we are. It's like, well, first they came for the unvaccinated, right? Well, they're going to come for you next. Doesn't matter if you're vaccinated or not. By the way, once you get vaccinated, you're in, right? Once you accept the passport, it's over. They're going to, with all the different strains, the Indian strain and the South African strain, which, it's not racist to call those by the names of the places where they originated, only China. But you're going to be getting vaccines every 6 months for the rest of your life, and you'll never be allowed to question what's in them. You're in it. You're in the system now.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too, at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Maxwell had a personal and professional relationship with Jeffrey Epstein.
I just shook my head and just it never really made sense to me that someone who, you know, molested all these girls, because, you know, he never denied that he did this. So it wasn't a question of whether he did it. It was a question of how did he get away with it.
Purposely failing children in any way is not an option. And yet there are some in society who have chosen to blatantly disregard this responsibility, using whatever means they have at their disposal to lure children into a life which they should never have been exposed.
The jail system let us down. The government let us down. This whole case has been so corrupted and just so influenced by money and power. Justice definitely was never served.
Just when you thought the Epstein-Maxwell saga couldn't reek of more elitist wickedness, testimony from a Turkish national known anonymously as Jane Doe reads like a chapter from a Hunter S. Thompson novel. Ms. Doe, a married Muslim woman from Turkey, said she met Mr. Epstein and Ms. Maxwell at a barbecue hosted by her employer in late 2006 or early 2007. The employer is not named in the lawsuit, which states that Ms. Doe was told that Mr. Epstein wanted to buy or rent a property. Ms. Doe found a $10,000 a month rental for him. Ms. Doe, a trained hairdresser, allegedly went to his Palm Beach estate in January of 2008 to cut his hair. But when she got there, she claims Mr. Epstein was naked and proceeded to brutally rape her with Ms. Maxwell's help. The Miami Herald reported she attempted to leave, telling them she intended to report the rape. Maxwell, in response, claimed that she had already called the police. Two men who claimed to be police officers arrived at Epstein's mansion and threatened to arrest Doe for prostitution, to take away her son and deport her, according to the suit. After the alleged abuse, the pair reportedly drove the woman to pick up her 8-year-old son and stopped the car at a large body of water that was infested with alligators. Epstein then ushered the plaintiff to the body of water and told her in explicit detail, as had happened to other girls in the past, she would end up in this body of water and be devoured by the alligators should she ever reveal what Epstein had done to her. After the alligator threat, the suit alleges that Ms. Doe was checked into a hotel in Naples, Florida, where over a period of several days, Epstein and Maxwell repeatedly raped and sexually abused the plaintiff, all in the presence of her son, according to the Telegraph. The Independent continues, Ms. Doe looked to be much younger than 26 and was told to tell men she was trafficked to that she was actually 17. The lawsuit adds that she was forced to have vaginal reconstructive surgery. It was carried out in a wealthy person's home by a man with a Russian accent in order to create the false impression that she was a virgin for a high-profile client, according to the lawsuit. The filing states that she was left with permanent injuries. Ms. Doe claims that she was trafficked over the next 5 months under threats of deportation, murder, arrest for prostitution, or that her son would be taken from her. Jane Doe's nightmarish tribulation details how any innocent person can be captured and enslaved by the hidden elite establishment, a power-mad few, immune to our laws due to their influence and the currency of corruption, using human beings for their own amusement. John Bound reporting.
Whoa. Okay. Woo, I was not ready for that level of intensity there. That was incredible. That video is called Elites Throw Sex Slaves to the Gators from John Bound at band.video and infowars.com. Holy cow. Hey, bringing you to a lake infested with alligators and saying you'll end up here if you try to talk to anybody. Horrific barely even describes that. My God, and these are the people literally in charge of our entire government. Yeah, makes you wonder, doesn't it?
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess, he's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on. The global government, the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from it. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed. And now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, the energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of American Journal here on Infowars.com and band.video. My guest for this hour is Christine Bish. Christine Bish is a successful small business owner and resident of Sacramento, where she's lived for over three decades, I should say. She's running to represent California's 6th district, and in 2020, she outperformed all previous Republican challengers in total votes received and doubled the amount of votes received to registered Republicans. Chris is fighting for lower taxes, cost-effective schooling, water quality and flood management, a solution to the homeless problem, a call to end sanctuary cities, and push to restore the Second Amendment freedoms. Her website is bishforcongress.org. That's B-I-S-H for congress.org. And her Twitter is bishforcongress. Thank you so much for joining me, Chris.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Well, very exciting to have you on here. You know, from the list I've just read out here, you got a lot of issues there in California and nationwide that you're having to deal with. Just a complete, you know, litany, a menu, you might say, of problems that we have and no solution forthcoming from the current establishment. What would you put at the top of this list? To you, like, what's the most important thing that your district is dealing with right now?
Right. There are so many things. A year ago, it would have been our homeless problem.
Mm.
But right now, it is getting kids back into school.
Right.
That's going to help the economy. I understand with everything that's going on with Congress and our current president, we are looking at massive tax hikes. We have artificially low interest rates for housing. honestly, I believe a recession is inevitable. We are going to be looking at massive inflation.
Yeah, and
I'm a real estate agent here in the Sacramento area. Right now we have a housing shortage, but this housing shortage is an artificial bubble. And we're seeing this in Bakersfield as well. It's people fleeing LA. In the Sacramento area, it's people fleeing the Bay Area. The overpriced housing, children aren't allowed to go to school with the new Zoom world, if you will. People can work from home, which means they don't have to live in the Bay Area.
Right.
It's a perfect storm, and we're going to feel the brunt, the eye of that storm this fall, I believe.
Yeah, you know, it's it sounds an awful lot like Austin, if I'm being honest with you. It's a lot of the same problems we're facing here. You know, I talk about it all the time, you know. And frankly, no offense, I call it the Californication of Austin, right? Because what we're seeing here now all of a sudden is what we have witnessed from afar in California for so long, which is that you have these massive homeless camps with a huge number of, you know, a huge percentage of your population living as homeless people in tents and shanties and shacks sort of in the middle of the road in a lot of cases. And on the other hand, you have young families with good jobs, you know, both parents having well-paying jobs, and yet they can't buy a house. They cannot afford a house because the housing prices are so incredibly high. So it's like you either have to be super rich to afford a house or you're homeless and on the street. What is this? What is this dichotomy that we're seeing, this inability of – I guess it's just a hollowing out of the middle class, is it not?
Absolutely. We have similar things going on here in the Sacramento area. They are creating this homeless problem. And by they, I mean elite Democrats. It's such a horrible problem. By what they're doing with raising gas prices here, utility prices, we have this influx of wealthy people from the Bay Area pricing people out. We also have problems in the mortgage area. So we have what we call the working poor. They can't afford the rent. It's actually cheaper to own a house now than it is to rent one. And they're creating this storm where people are on the streets. But with COVID, they handled it completely wrong in the Sacramento area. Having been homeless myself as a little girl in this area, I do know that you can't close down parks. You can't close down the public restrooms, public facilities. They've pulled trash cans around the community, so there aren't as many public trash cans, public restrooms. Then you cut children out of school. Parents can't go to work, and they're creating this serf society who are going to be dependent on the government for food, for housing, for shelter. Now they're bouncing around this universal basic income. Guess what? You just gave the rest of the country a pay cut. As soon as you start giving people minimum income, then you have to deduct that off of what people are earning.
Yeah.
Prices are going to go up. We are ready for massive inflation. I remember this as a kid during the Jimmy Carter administration. Lines for gasoline. You could only get gas based on the last number of your license plate number on odd and even days.
Right.
You know, we were getting giant blocks of USDA cheese. Just the worst food, the worst situation, hard to get a job. And we're seeing this. One of the huge things that I'm seeing is, there you go, you're showing the pictures. I remember that. I remember being a little girl sitting in the back of one of those station wagons. In fact, I lived in one of those station wagons.
Wow.
There is nothing that's not going to be hurt by what's going on. Now, the people that are living here, do you know that with Caltrans in California, they're the ones who manage our highways. They're responsible for it. You know that homeless people can live on the side of the freeways and on those on-ramps and off-ramps, and there's nothing Caltrans can do about it?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, we've got Democrats who are allowing these people to be in that kind of danger, imminent danger, living on the sides of freeways and on those on-ramps and off-ramps because it's state-owned property. It's just horrible. We've got campfires being built underneath bridges where people are obviously seeking shelter, but those bridges were not designed to handle the heat that's underneath.
Right.
Not to mention putting these people in danger. There's no access to restrooms or facilities or anything else there. California is beginning to look like a third world country. It is just horrible. My beautiful state. I'm willing to fight to get it back. And we have a federal government and a governor in California that wants these borders open. We've got people locked down from going to jobs, going to school, living their lives, and we have massive people coming over the border. They're not getting tested. They don't have jobs. We have a housing shortage, and it's just this perfect storm. Now, on the next part that we have a problem with voting. They're trying to do all the mail-in voting, make it permanent in California. Well, we all know the mail is not secure. Right here at my real estate office, we had our mailbox broken into, and the post office was holding our mail. More evidence that vote by mail is not secure. When you go to the post office, it says don't put cash in the mail. Why? Because it's not safe to mail cash. I mean, come on. They are creating these problems. You know, I would love to see voter ID. It helps protect the integrity of the vote. But we have a DMV that's been closed down to people who do have ID.
Right.
Now, get new copies. Yeah.
Exactly as you put it, you know, it's the perfect storm. And it's these policies by the Democrats that is creating the situation that we're seeing. I'm seeing it here in Austin. You're seeing it there in California. Strangely, I mean, you adopt the same policies, you get the same outcome. It seems like people should be able to put two and two together to make four. But, you know, that seems beyond people. And so instead they double down and increase the problems as they increase the causes. So we'll get into some of the solutions to some of this on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
Great.
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural product you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's Natural Defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family and at the same time fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. My guest this hour is Christine Bish, or Chris Bish, as she likes to be known. Her website is bishforcongress.org. That's B-I-S-H for congress.org. And her Twitter is Bish for Congress as well. And we're discussing some of the problems being faced by the people of Sacramento and California's 6th District, where she will be, where she is running for Congress there. Now I want to talk about some of the solutions. And I think, Chris, to get to any solutions, we have to be able to get the right people in office, right? And to get the right people in office, we have to actually be able to vote for them. Now, last year in 2020, as a temporary emergency measure, we haphazardly implemented mail-in ballot schemes, which were chaotic from the start, completely incoherent or you know, untrustworthy. But we were told it's an emergency situation. You know, we got to do it for the coronavirus. It's a one-time thing only. And now it's here to stay. And how dare you even suggest we ever stop doing this? But we got to roll this stuff back. We got to get back to a election system we can actually trust and rely on before we can get anything else done, right? Because we got to be able to vote. I mean, it's almost our most basic right as citizens of this country to be able to elect the people to government that we choose, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with voter ID. And I love pointing out the hypocrisy of the left. Because the truth is, to get a coronavirus shot, you have to show valid ID.
Right.
To get an abortion, you have to show your valid ID. To get an Obama phone, you have to show valid ID. There is nothing wrong with showing ID at the polls. In fact, I would argue it's more important than any of those other things. It's steadfast. It what determines our government.
Right.
And as far as not requiring ID at the polls, I have personally sat with the voter registrar in Sacramento and reviewed signatures. Do you know they use our signatures on file at the DMV in order to verify the signatures on the envelope? So for the history, my entire history is as an adult, even going back to child, we were able to have people vote the same day and find out who our elected officials were by the next morning. So they have taken what was normally election day and turned it into election months, because right. this is a two-month process. And I'm involved with Election Integrity California, and it's eip-ca.com. We have a lawsuit filed in the federal court here in California. There's 13 prior candidates that are involved with Election Integrity, and we are fighting the anomalies and the problems with the voting system that have come about that have ultimately turned into this mail-in voting. So what we're asking for is a manager, and that is someone other than appointed officials. And I'm just going to update people who are not in California. We do not have a elected secretary of state right now. It is someone that was appointed by our governor who is being recalled. So we don't know if there were any preconditions or agreements when the current Secretary of State was sworn in, because our Secretary of State took over the job of Kamala Harris when she became VP. Right. So that's now our temporary United States Senator. So we have a perfect storm here, but there are a lot of things we're going to do to fix this. One, we have a recall coming up. We expect that to be in November, where we have the opportunity to vote in a new governor who can make these orders. But, you know, the solution, the short-term solution, is the lawsuit I have with the California Election Integrity Project, so that we can try and make the next election, our next special election, fair. Next thing, we have got to handle this, the homeless problem, and we're going to do this by fixing our economy, and that's going to be getting rid of these crazy COVID restrictions. If you're at risk, stay home. The rest of the state, the rest of the country, we have to go back to work. We have to open our schools. And now I know not all parents want to send their kids to school. California, we've had home learning or distance learning long before COVID. So for people who don't want to participate in in-person learning, you know, that option is there. It was there before COVID. So our schools are perfectly capable of handling the kids and the parents that want to go to school, so we can get them back to work. This is going to help with the homeless problem. When people have an income and pride, they will go back to work, and they will begin to live like normal people. What we are seeing on the street, it's not just the mental illness and poverty. There's drug use, but a lot of that comes from stripping people's pride.
Mm.
You leave them with nothing, and they will live as if they are nothing. I know this. I've drugged myself out of this. I didn't have a choice. And when I had the option to change things, I took control of my life. But when I see people out on the street, this is a product of the government mismanaging all policy, taxation, everything. We have to start with people. Now, and it all ties together. The other problem that we have here is we've got to rescue this environment. And it's not going to be by, you know, shutting down factories or taking away people's cars. What I'm talking about is the homeless crisis. Right now, look at all these. You're showing clips of people living on the street. There's no trash cans. There's no public restrooms. These people are defecating and urinating in the street. Most of the cities and municipalities in California do not have closed sewer systems. So what I'm saying is, here in Sacramento, if you walk by a storm drain, you're going to see a little fish or a blue mark that says that the storm drain water flows directly to our streams and creeks. This is causing massive contamination of our public waterways. And we have seen an increase across the state, even across the country, because California produces a lot of the food for this country, where we're seeing fruits and vegetables recalled because of E. coli. Mm. And this contamination. And this is because of the homeless crisis that the Democrats in charge have exacerbated, and they created this problem. And again, it's one of those perfect storms. When you don't have clean, safe living for people, you don't have restrooms, it damages our environment. Part of the COVID problem is they shut down public restrooms in parks. Look at this. San Francisco, from what I understand, does have a closed sewer system. But just last summer, we had a problem because of the rolling blackouts because they decided to cut off natural gas as a source of energy for electricity. And when they did that, we down near Oakland, we had millions of gallons of raw sewage go into the ocean. Wow.
Yeah, there's a real environmental issue with a real solution rather than some vague thing about carbon that requires socialism to cure.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars at band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you. Because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never
Join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Third hour of American Journal. Remember, you can support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com right now. All InfoWars t-shirts are $17.76, $17.76 for all t-shirts. So you can show your support for InfoWars, and you can help fund this program by going to InfoWarsStore.com. My guest is Christine Bish. Her website is bishforcongress.org. Her Twitter is bishforcongress, B-I-S-H for Congress. I want to ask you, Ms. Bish, about recalling Gavin Newsom, because you have it hard. Okay, you have a difficult situation. You have a difficult position that you're in because you are a conservative and you're a Republican. You have to actually deal with facts as they are on the ground. The liberals, the Democrats, they have it so easy because it doesn't matter what they're facing, what they're up against, whatever they oppose is racist. Right. And that's all it is. Right. The voter law, you can try to explain the intricacies of this and that. No. For the Democrats, it's racist. So it must be opposed. It's very simple. And so I've actually seen Gavin Newsom claim that the recall petition against him is based on racism. Now, unless I'm mistaken, he is a white man, is he not? Now, help me wrap my mind around this. Or is this just strictly a knee jerk reflex reaction from Democrats to call anything they don't like racist in an attempt to basically trick people into not supporting it? Because that's what I've seen.
Yeah, I remember hearing that. You know, Skippy, he'll play any card he can get. Gavin, look in the mirror, dude. I know you want to be a victim. And literally, he was looking for something to claim his victimhood. We've overcome a lot of the racism in this country. There's always going to be problems. There's always going to be people with hate in their heart who want to divide us. It's funny. I've been called, conservatives have been called Nazis and Klansmen and all this other stuff. And I always kind of laugh and snicker when I tell them, you realize I'm of Jewish heritage.
I'm not sure that matters anymore. We have black white supremacists and Hispanic white supremacists and Jewish white supremacists. I mean, if you oppose the Democrats, you're a racist, and that's all they know. It's incredible.
I'm just not going to buy into their rhetoric.
Yeah.
It's an effort to divide us. It's easier to control people when you segregate them and you divide them. And I refuse to believe that any ethnic group is that gullible.
Mm.
That's why they have to rig the elections, not only in California, but across the country. And California teachers with the white supremacy. You know, poverty is not determined by race. I was, lived in a car. I know what it's like to be poor. And it didn't matter what color I was when I was standing in line to get free lunch, because at least I was allowed to go to school.
Right.
Even if I didn't have a home. We weren't divided into separate lines. Wearing torn and tattered clothes, my mother was able to keep us clean. We would use what was available to us. But, poverty has nothing to do with racism.
Yeah. Yeah, it's clearly all about dividing people, and the Democrats have just found that, if they call something racist,
this governor,
people will buy it. So tell us about what's really behind this recall of Governor Newsom.
Oh, let me tell you. We started Recall Gavin Newsom a year ago, February, right here in my real estate office in Roseville, California. It's where everybody came together and we got this thing going. And the truth is, he knows how to race bait. He followed Aunt Nancy's lead. Mm. And this recall is killing his opportunity to become president. God help us all. Look at California and know that this recall has to happen, regardless of what they're saying. And this guy killed Disneyland. The French Laundry was only part of the problem with Gavin Newsom, because he wanted to close down businesses. That was the only way they were going to defeat President Trump is this whole hoax, abusing the virus, right, in order to win elections. We did see a lot of monkey business with the voting systems in California. I'm not going to name just one, but I can tell you I'm involved in multiple lawsuits regarding our election integrity and what was going on. If you want to see photographs, we were able to get in Sacramento County and got over 180 photographs of some very questionable things with our local voter registration office, including voting systems plugged into
the
internet.
Yeah.
But sitting next to our servers was a VoIP telephone plugged in.
Right.
We've got those at thegreatamericanrebirth.com. You can go on and see the Sacramento problem. And we have those lawsuits coming up. But I want to go back to Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom is the crux of the problem in California. But in order to get an ID, you have to be able to get into the DMV. So it is actually the state that is making it harder for people to get their IDs. There is no reason that you cannot get an ID in California. And again, to buy cigarettes, to buy alcohol, to get an abortion, to get a COVID shot, to get a free Obama phone, you have to have ID. This is a lie.
Yeah, this claim that it's somehow...
I'm going to point it out.
Yeah, this claim that's somehow racist to require IDs. First of all, so insulting, obviously, but also just so outrageous.
It is insulting.
It really is. And you know, it just reminds me like so much of some of this other stuff that goes on. It just goes back to why would you not want to have a secure election? They claim they're you know, helping people that aren't able to get an ID. That problem doesn't exist. The real issue is that they want to cheat. I mean, I hate to speculate like that, but what other answer is there? It's like, you know, if your friend is like, oh, I'm going to lock up all of my money, you'd be like, hey, good, you should, because, you know, somebody's going to want to steal it, so make sure you keep that safe. Unless I want to steal it, and then I'm going to say, well, you don't need to lock it up. Don't worry about it. No, you're being paranoid. You need to leave it open. You need to leave it available. You need to not be here, you know, between noon and four. You know, it's clearly they're just trying to, like, why else would you want to lower security? Why else would you want to lower security if you're not going to be taking advantage of it? It's the only reason I can possibly imagine.
Okay, there's something that's just, it cracks me up, because they don't fill in the blanks. If you're poor and you want to rent a house, we're going to put the homeless aside for just a second, and you need to rent a house.
Yeah.
Or an apartment, some place to live. Do you know you have to show ID for that rental application? No one's going to let you in.
Of course.
So saying that people who are poor, who are not homeless, don't have access to an ID, well, then how did they get into the place that they're living?
Right.
Okay, so we have a problem here. Parents have to show ID to enroll kids in school.
Right.
So we have a problem. Okay, for mail-in voting. So they say, okay, well, mail-in voting. We have a huge homeless problem. Where are you sending those ballots?
Great question. I know some of them are being sent by the dozens or even by the hundreds to churches who they all use the same address for homeless people. I mean,
but you can't go to church in California.
Oh, right. Oh, my God. It really is a perfect storm. I mean, it's just a cacophony of nonsense, a hurricane of BS coming down from California. Hopefully, Ms. Bish can solve it.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put it in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWar, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. Final segment of American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Brought to you by viewers like you. Going to InfoWarsStore.com, Vitamin Mineral Fusion right now. Back in stock, 40% off. Rocket Rest as well, 40% off. And the Lungs Cleanse Plus is back in stock and 50% off. Remember, we are funded entirely by you, by info warriors out there. No billionaires in the shadows, no corporations demanding we say certain things. We are able to speak our minds and say things that are counter to the prevailing narrative precisely because we're funded by you and we're able to get the great guests we get as well. Christine Bish is running for Congress for the 6th District of California. In 2020, she outperformed all previous Republican challengers in total votes received, which is really incredible and means she really has a shot at this thing. Rare though that may be in California to see a Republican triumph, it would be fantastic to see Bish for Congress succeed. And the website is bishforcongress.org, and the Twitter is at Bish for Congress. Now, we have a couple callers who wanted to make some comments or had some questions for Ms. Bish, and so I want to bring one of them on now. Seymour in Michigan wants to talk about homelessness and what we can do to fix it. Seymour in Michigan, thanks for calling in. You are on the air with Chris Bish.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was homeless once. And the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit really got me through that. Let me read you guys a Bible verse real quick. He who lays up treasure for himself is not rich towards God. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor your body, or what you'll put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. How much more value are you than the birds? And so I'd like to add to that, that if you're homeless right now, God will get you through it. If you believe in his son, Jesus Christ, he'll give you the Holy Spirit to get through it. And then also I'd recommend not going to any homeless shelters with any filthy vaccinations that they want to turn homeless into a political weapon. I'd say it's a good opportunity to get into the woods, into the forest, get yourself a bow and arrow, get yourself a fishing pole, start living off the land, and get out of the slave plantation. It's a good opportunity. I think that's why God maybe made you homeless, so you can be free for once. And so also I'd like to add that, just to get this off my chest, Gerald Celente said that Jews are Khazars. That's a lie. Only the Khazar royalty converted.
Okay.
And of course.
All right. That's fine, Seymour. I want to get the comment from Ms. Bish here about your comments about homelessness, because I know here in Austin we are hearing that a lot, that people, we talked to a homeless guy. Owen and I went and did a report, and we met a homeless guy in the woods who basically was like, you know, I refuse to go to the center because they want to like microchip you and they want to track you. They want to do all this horrible stuff. And so he avoids it outright. So I know a lot of homeless people are resisting getting help from the government because of all of the weird kind of rigmarole that they're forced to go through. How does that impact the way that you see the solution to homelessness?
Well, in reference to what the caller was saying, do you know it's illegal to feed yourself in California? Because we have fishing seasons and you have to have a license, which means you have to have an ID. We have hunting seasons for different game, and which means you have to have a license in order to get a license to feed yourself. So there is no free. And as far as going into the woods or into the forest here in California, well, if you need to build a campfire, our forests are not safe.
Right.
They're not safe for the wildlife. They're not safe for the people. They're not safe for the trees. They have been abused by people who don't know how to manage the land. Conservatives, we are stewards of the earth. We are the ones that are out camping and hunting and fishing and kayaking and doing all of these outdoor activities. In high school, one of my passions was forestry. So while I'm not a forester, but I do understand forest management. And by leaving things alone, by claiming that these public lands should be untouched, again, another storm. We've had just endless forest fires here.
Right.
But we're not allowed to go in and clean up the forest, clean up the undergrowth. And more people are encroaching in on forest land because of what they're doing in the cities. It's amazing. The bulk of the populations, these heavy population areas, these big cities, San Francisco, L.A., San Diego, Sacramento is growing. And this is where they claim to be environmentalists, but they live in absolute filth. And they're making laws and controlling energy and water for the people who are actually out there, the people who are living in the forest management, for farmers who are out there growing our food. These are people that are choosing not to live in these high density areas. And they're the ones who keep everything clean.
Right. And then they're the ones that suffer when the fires go up and their lands are the ones that are destroyed and they're, condemned by the people that live in the cities. It's such a great point. I want to take one more quick caller before we run out, because he's got a question for you. CL in Virginia, and it's about how California, I'll let him ask the question, shouldn't I? CL in Virginia, yeah. You have a question for Ms. Bish.
Yes, hello, I'm CL Evall, and I see you're running for governor of California. I'd like to ask some questions
Congresswoman,
about how you're going to confront the border problems and give some recent discussions I've had with people. I was talking to a few of my relatives and some random people, and even though most generally agreed was right, they were Republicans and they were willing to take the vaccine and some already had. But the real problem with this is the fact that I see a setup for genocide going on here. You see, with many people in the U.S. taking the vaccine and getting the side effects.
Okay, you faded out there, CL, but I think the primary question was how would California handle the border crisis?
Well, building our wall. We saw this at the Capitol. I don't even have to reference the border. We watched what Nancy Pelosi did in our nation's capital, where they surrounded it with a fence with barbed wire. You go to any one of her properties, it's fenced, it's with barbed wire, you can't get in. We need to do the same thing for our border. Exactly. We did this at the Sacramento Capitol. Funny, rumor has it Governor Newsom blamed me for having to put fencing around the Capitol and calling out the National Guard back in January. That's a whole nother segment, and I'd love to come back and talk about that. But the truth is, we cannot have open borders. You don't leave your front door unlocked for anyone to walk in. And why should we leave our state unlocked for anyone to walk in? We are looking at horrific crimes, what they are doing, how they are using these children, babies as young as 6 months old being just dropped off at the border.
Yeah.
The human trafficking, the sex crimes, the drugs, the weapons. We saw this, I'm going to remind everybody, Fast and Furious. We didn't have as many of these problems under President Trump and his leadership, because he understood you have to, in order to keep a society safe, you have to secure it.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's ever been to an amusement park. They have high fences around Disneyland and all of the Great America, Six Flags, all of them. Why? Because you have to control the people who are coming in and out.
Yeah, it doesn't mean, you hate them.
Democrats,
right? It doesn't mean you don't, it doesn't mean you don't love them. It doesn't mean you want them to fail. It doesn't mean you hate them. It doesn't mean they can't come in through the door, legally. They can fly right over the wall, but you have the wall, you have the defenses, because it's literally the most basic function of government, and our government is totally failing. I think this has been great. I really wish you, the best of luck in this contest for Congress. Again, it's the California's 6th congressional district. The website is bishforcongress.org, and the Twitter is @bishforcongress. But here in the last minute of the program, how else can people support you?
I need donations for this campaign. I'm in a lawsuit with the voter registrar in Sacramento and Yolo County, challenging the voting status or registration status of my opponent, who hasn't lived or been a resident of California since 1979.
Wow.
These legal costs are really expensive. Plus, I'm working on voter registration, voter integrity. So if you go to bishforcongress.com or bishforcongress.org, I need your donations. I need your help. We can take this state back. We can take the Congress back. But I can't do it alone. And my name is Chris Bish. You can find me on social media or at bishforcongress.org or bishforcongress.com. Because the Bish is back.
That's awesome. And you're already doing so much. You're not even in office yet. I can only imagine how effective you'll be in office, and I can't wait to see it. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Alex Jones starts in 1 minute.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.